With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration is ending its immigration enforcement surge in Minnesota.
The immigration crackdown that prompted protests and led to the shooting deaths of two people by federal agents in Minneapolis is coming to an end.
I have proposed, and President Trump has concurred, that this surge operation conclude.
Border Czar Tom Homan said Minnesota is now less of a sanctuary state for criminals because of the ICE operation.
We've had great success with this operation, and we're leaving Minnesota safer.
Homan said the immigration sweeps resulted in the arrest of more than 4,000 people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Experimentation with a new anti-drone laser led to some confusion this week in El Paso.
The Pentagon allowed Customs and Border Protection to use an anti-drone laser earlier this week, and that's what led the Federal Aviation Administration to suddenly close the airspace over El Paso, Texas. One source said the laser was deployed without coordinating with the FAA, which closed the airspace to ensure commercial air safety.
That is Ben Thomas reporting. The Trump administration said the closures stem from the FAA and the Pentagon working to halt an incursion by Mexican cartel drones. A star of U.S. skiing has had yet another surgery following her stunning Olympic crash.
Lindsey Vonn says she had a successful third surgery on her broken left leg following her downhill crash at the Olympics. Vonn posted an update on Instagram that included photos of her giving a thumbs up sign in her hospital bed with a metal frame attached to her leg. The 41-year-old Vonn crashed a few seconds into her race Sunday and was airlifted off the course by helicopter. She said late Monday she had suffered a complex tibia fracture that would require multiple surgeries to fix. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A struggle on Wall Street today. The major index is down, with the Dow off 460 points right now. This is SRN News. Would you say you're spending time these days reading the Bible? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on a study that asked that question.
A new poll from Lifeway Research reveals that amongst Americans who attend church regularly, 31% say they are in the Scriptures every day. Another 30% say they read it a few times a week. 14% read the Bible once a week, 11% a few times a month, and 5% once a month. 9% of folks who attend worship regularly say they never open the Bible. The good news is the number of regular readers is actually up from 20 years ago. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new report finds that one in three Jews in this country was a target of an anti-Semitic incident in 2025. According to data from the American Jewish Community, it's the same percentage as 2024. The poll also reveals that more than half of Jews are changing their behaviors and try to mask the fact that they're Jewish for fear of being discriminated against or worse. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
The number of Americans signing up for unemployment fell to 227,000 last week, down 5,000 from the previous week and in line with what analysts had been expecting. That comes on the heels of the Labor Department reporting that U.S. employers grew their payrolls by 130,000 jobs last month. That was more jobs than economists were forecasting. McDonald's shares settled less than 1% higher, recovering some of the immediate decline following yesterday's earnings report. Shares of Rollins, the pest control company behind Orkin, tumbled 13% after it missed Wall Street's fourth quarter sales and profit targets. Precious metals prices have edged a bit lower. The price of gold fell less than 1%, while silver retreated 1.5%. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.